It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, here we go. Top 4 at 4 brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Here's Adam Hickman.
Number 1 today, the big news here in town is that 5-star in-state prospect Ty Simpson committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide about an hour ago.
Boo. So a nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Sam Horn, dual sport athlete from Georgia, son of David Horn, former Tennessee tight end.
I'd rather have him.
That is, somebody pointed out, this is, we have mastered this pivot as Vol fans, because we've been on the losing end of these things a lot. Step one is, no, we really didn't want him anyway. Step two is, oh, this other dude is better. Sam Horn's better. He's a better quarterback prospect.
Caden Salter's better.
Caden Salter is much better. Thank you, Adam.
What would Caden Salter do if he played 3A football in West Tennessee?
I think it's good that we didn't get Ty Simpson. Now, Caden Salter is more secure in his position and won't be looking over his shoulder. We have to protect his commitment at all costs.
Number two, Tiger Woods has been transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center to continue his
I was going to let it go.
Is it Sinai?
Sinai.
He said Sinai, and then he goes, is it Sinai?
Cedars-Sinai. Cedars-Sinai, okay. Yeah, well, Tiger's been moved there to continue his orthopedic care and recovery after his car incident this week.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all. I think that's where a lot of his doctors are at, and how they got up there. That's like an 18-mile trip.
I would probably by car, I would guess. Yeah, I mean he's okay now. Well, I mean okay-ish. Like he's better. He's not fighting for his life. Stable.
Yeah,
it'd have to be by ambulance because. After leg surgeries, I'd imagine you'd have to be propped out pretty well.
Well, yeah, I imagine it's probably a...
Or it is Tiger. They might have just flew him there.
Yeah, Cedars-Sinai Hospital, very well-known hospital. Composer George Gershwin died there in 1937 of a brain tumor. Actor Edward G. Robinson died there in 1973 from bladder cancer. Mo Howard of the Three Stooges passed away there. So did Groucho Marx.
In this case, get Tiger out of there.
Andy Kaufman passed away there. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably not a good place to be. Tiger, get out of there. Gilda Radner died there. Lucille Ball. Oh, my God. Chuck Connors, River Phoenix. Eazy-E died there, Bear. Get out, Tiger. What are you doing? That place is a house of death.
It's one of the best hospitals in the country, man.
Yeah. Ask all these guys. Johnny Carson died there. Lou Rawls died there. Don Knotts died there.
Everybody you've ticked off there was either like 90 years old or older, or had like some form of, you know, uncurable stage 4 cancer.
Elizabeth Taylor died there. Michael Clark Duncan died there. Heavy D died there. I didn't even know Heavy D was dead, but he died there.
All right.
Bill Paxton died there.
Number three. Minnesota.
Rip Taylor. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Minnesota Timberwolves guard Malik Beasley has been suspended 12 games after pleading guilty to a felony count of threat of violence.
Larry King died there like 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Beasley was caught aiming a gun inside of a car that was parked outside of his house.
What are you doing, pointing a gun? Beasley? What are you doing?
I mean, if a suspicious car is parked outside, I mean, I don't know.
There's this thing, this invention they have, it's called a phone. And on it, all you have to do is press in 3 numbers. And then the police will be summoned. They will come with their guns. And guess what? They're trained professionals. They'll chase the guy down and shoot him.
I'm just surprised he's only getting 12 games for that, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad nobody was hurt.
Number 4, Northwestern has opted out of the upcoming relaunch of EA's NCAA football game. The school refuses to participate until players are allowed to receive money for their names and likeness.
Oh, how nice of them. It's never easy, man. We can't just bring the video game back. Everybody's got their hand out. Everybody wants a cut.
Yeah, we've wanted this for, 8 years, and now that it's happening, everybody's like, no. Pay our players, and we'll participate.
Yeah, maybe they will. Get it done. I don't care. I'm off the video game train myself.
Me too, but that right there just might get me back for a weekend.
NCAA football, that might do it?
That might do it.
All right, there you have it. The Top 4 at 4 brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Schedule your smile consultation today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Tennessee baseball, looks like they're going to try and play. Game scheduled to start in 24 minutes against Indiana State. And I guess the one thing about that new artificial turf field that they installed a couple of years ago, that thing drains really well. And so it's been raining pretty much all day today, but they can probably at least start the game. If it doesn't start pouring, maybe they can get in the 7 innings needed to make it official over there today. But not as good weather. We had those two games, Tuesday and Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, whenever it was, we were playing Arkansas Pine Bluff, where everybody, remember Willie was trying to call us from the ball game?
Yeah.
This is pretty much the opposite of that. Nobody lining up to sit at Lindsey Nelson Stadium in 40-degree weather in the rain to watch Tennessee bludgeon the Sycamores of Indiana State. Who's Indiana State's most famous?
I would put it past Willie.
Who's Indiana State's most famous athletic alum, Bear?
Indiana State? Yeah. Would that be Larry Bird?
The Hick from French Lick.
Boy, somebody tweeted out a 1 minute, I can't think of the word, like a medley. That's in music, but just a cut, 1 minute cut tape of some of his no-look passes. Just incredible. Never to be duplicated. Him and Magic were the only two people that could operate at that level. Punks nowadays, I think they're good at basketball.
Do you think that, just a crackpot theory off the top of my head, like Larry Bird grew up playing a lot by himself? He had the black top out back or whatever. I don't know this. I'm just making it up in my head. Grew up playing by himself, right?
Right.
All he had to do was shoot. Do you think that contributed to his fundamentals, whereas a lot of kids today grow up playing in open gym settings and they're just running constantly, playing 5-on-5?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty good theory. I don't know. I mean, it's weird. You know, the two greatest point guards that ever played against each other, you know, with Magic and Bird. So
Larry Bird was not a point guard, bro.
He might as well have been. He was the one who was always bringing the damn ball down.
He wasn't. Dennis Johnson was the point guard for the Celtics, but he was absolutely the genesis of the point forward, the big guy who could handle the ball out top. He was special for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you call him what you wanted. He ran that offense. Everything went through him. So, anyhow, I think we got a full bank of callers, don't we?
You eager to get back to him?
Well, I mean, we get sidetracked after the top four, and I just think it's kind of
okay.
Rude.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. The show is Russell and Bear, okay? The show is the callers. I love them, but I'm not just going to drop what we're doing to go talk to Phil. I mean, no offense. You know what Phil's going to say. What do you think Phil's going to say today?
He'll probably talk about Ty Simpson, and then we're going to talk about
Buck Pearl tomorrow. Should be probably an interesting thing.
Then we'll probably talk about the Catholic Macaulay game tomorrow in the Elite Eight of the state high school basketball tournament, big boy division.
Let's talk to Martin first, though. He's been hanging the longest. Martin, good afternoon. You're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
Yes. I'd like to know if you know who the Wade twins are, because in high school football in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
It was reported on a show that They may be coming here next year, and we lead for them. And I'd like to know if you know who they are. I think one's a quarterback and one's a tight end.
Destin and Keaton, I believe. They're down at Summit Hill, down near Chattanooga. Team that put my West Rebels out of the playoffs this past season. And they're both excellent prospects, I
believe. What I'm hearing is, if signing day was today, another show reported they'd sign with us.
I hope so.
Are they that good?
I don't think. Here's the thing about the Wade twins is Pruitt and that staff, in their infinite wisdom, were not recruiting them as hard as the new staff is. But the new staff apparently has gone all in, and they're trying to get these guys. They're both going to go to the same school. Kentucky, I know, is really making them both a priority. But I think Heupel is – they don't seem to – I don't think they have a date set like Ty Simpson did, where he was going to commit today. So the longer the better, in my opinion. Here's the thing that Heupel and his staff have working against him is they're new here, and because of the pandemic, we're in this dead period. Nobody can come visit. And so usually when a new staff comes in, they want to get kids to campus, have junior days, have the orange carpet or whatever, you know, where they get out there and play cornhole with them and cook out, grill burgers, get to know them, that kind of thing, show off the facilities, all of that. And they're not able to do that. How well can you really get to know a coach over the phone, over Zoom meetings? Not as well as you can in person. So that's a major – you heard Ryan Callahan talk about on the show yesterday.
Were they rated?
Yes. I think they're both three-star prospects. One is – the one that played quarterback, I think, is the higher rated of the two.
Yes.
But they're both well thought of.
I didn't even know who he was. All I knew was he was a quarterback and maybe a tight end or a linebacker.
Yeah, they're both big, like 6'3", 220 pounds.
I've been listening to your show and I called in. I thought maybe somebody would mention it, but yesterday on another show, I've been
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, those are nice prospects, the Wade twins. I want them both, and I'm glad that Heupel's recruiting them. Old Jeremy Pruitt, who didn't think high school football was any good in this state, is too good for the Wade twins. Even though Kentucky really wants him, Kentucky, who beat his arse this year on the football field. Sorry, I'm slipping into – I tried to figure out if I want to adopt the Jim Rome ass take. Have we talked about Jim Rome? Why have we talked about him so much this week? That is insane.
I don't know, but he's incredibly high on Josh Heupel.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He must have I don't know why Tennessee decided to put both Heupel and Barnes on Jim Rome show this week, but they did, and Heupel he's huge on Jim Rome is huge on Heupel. Here's what he had to say. Hold on. I'm bringing this up.
That's the guy I think who's going to get it done. I love him as a coach, and I'll tell you why. Number one, really, really smart. Like, no matter what, everybody at that level can X and O. But I think schematically, I think that he is really, really smart at what he does. Like, scary smart. He does a really good job of connecting with everybody. A great job of connecting with every single player all the way down the line and knows how to run a program. I think they got it right. He's going to bring them back.
He does a really, really good job, Bear. He's really, really smart. I'm Jim Rome. He really, really connects with his players. He gets the Jim Rome seal of approval.
We've had coaches in the past, though, get seals of approval.
Yeah, we have. I don't know that. Hey, listen, again, I love Romy. That's my guy. He's one of the guys I grew up on. But I don't know that the Jim Rome seal of approval is the be-all, end-all. It is better than he sucks. Wow, what is Tennessee doing? They hired another bum. Josh Heupel, who's that? That guy sucks. oh, well, Tennessee, go ahead and hop back in line to hire another coach because you know that guy's not going to get it done. Out. When are they going to put Heupel on our show?
I don't know.
Have you asked yet, Bear?
No. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the guest booker now that Wallace left us. Call down, call UT's, say, like, I want Josh Heupel. This is Bear from The Drive. I want Josh Heupel on.
Okay. I'll get on it.
And they'll be like, who? You'll be like, Josh Heupel. And they'll be like, no, who are you?
I've never asked this, but is there some awesome story behind why Bear goes by Bear?
Nah, I mean, it's just a nickname I got a long time ago. Probably, what, now 30-something years?
What do you think his real name is, Adam?
Didn't you tell me what his real name was one time, Russell, but I forgot?
Maybe.
This was like first week of the show. I don't know.
Do we not have people on hold right now, and this is what we're going to talk about? I mean, really?
I want Adam's guess. What does Bear sound like?
Going off of sound, he sounds like a Rick.
Like a
Rick? If you're just going off sound alone, Rick.
No.
It's actually close. That's close, right? You got the first letter right.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
You're
after two presidents.
I'll give you another.
Or one president and his brother.
Robert.
Yep.
Bobby. Ooh. Bobby Bear. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on The Drive this afternoon. Keep things rolling here. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on The Drive.
Boys, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Marino?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Didn't RFK die in that same hospital?
Oh, my God. He did. Wow.
No, he died. I mean, he was dead in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel.
Well, you know what I mean. That's what I sent him through. But I mean,
who killed him?
Sirhan Sirhan.
That
is a great.
Who disarmed Sirhan Sirhan?
He's still alive, isn't he?
Who disarmed Sirhan Sirhan? I've heard this before.
Broke both his arms.
It was the dude who the football player who turned actor who was in Raising Arizona. I can't remember his name.
Rosie Greer.
Yep.
Well, that wasn't the guy from Raising Arizona, but he was.
No, but it was Rosie Greer. Broke both his arms, disarming him. I guess you could say he disarmed him
literally
completely. Yeah.
Guys, things must be changing if Utah calls in and didn't mention Buck Pearl the day before Tennessee plays Auburn in basketball.
I mean, he was riding a pretty good string of getting flushed for his slobbering over Buck Pearl. So he was trying really hard not to get flushed today.
Hmm. Well, he's right about our football program. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I hope it gets back, but I'm just going to hope they get it back, and when they get back, I'll support them. But until then, it's just going to be – they got to show me something.
I get that.
It's kind of where I'm at.
I get that, Phil. I'm still going to follow it closely because it's what we do here at Fan Run, and it's always interesting to me the journey when a new coach gets here. And this Heupel guy is taking a completely different approach than any of the last three. And I think that's interesting.
Well, it might be good for all we know.
Hey, I keep saying it, Phil. What we've been doing hasn't been working. It's time to try something different. And I like what he kept saying on that interview with Jim Rome yesterday, which was, hey, we're going to embrace the traditions of Tennessee, but we're also going to combine that with a new age approach. And the only guy we had that tried, I guess – Kiffin kind of tried a new age approach, but he was here so short that it was hard to get anything going. And Butch tried to, but I mean, it was Butch Jones. He was just too insecure and foolish to get it rolling. This guy's going to have a chance to update our approach and modernize Tennessee football. And I think that's refreshing and gives me a little bit of hope.
If Salter is good as Bear says he is, then we won't have no problem at all. And Sam, the Horn kid, I met David Horn a long time ago, but he's a great guy. But it'd be nice to see a Tennessee lineage come in and redshirt a year, and then, you know, maybe start 2 years after Salter leaves.
You I mean, all I'm going on of Salter is just what I've seen on film, and the fact that you know, former ball great Tim Hendricks has watched him basically from his freshman year to his senior year and just raves about him.
Well, he's comparing to Deshaun Watson,
high school referee
some
down there in Texas.
What's that, Phil?
He's turned in, he's compared to Deshaun Watson of some of the people I've talked to.
Yeah, I saw Trent Dilfer made that comparison, so he was pretty good.
And he can elude the rush, which is what we need right now.
Who I've heard him compared to from people that watched him in high school down there is he's a scrambler in the style of Aaron Rodgers. He'll run to get to a spot to set up and still throw He's looking to throw it down.
So he's half Aaron Rodgers, half Deshaun Watson. No pressure, kid.
Yeah.
I love when we do this.
The other thing I like about him is he's been in state championship games at the highest classification in Texas. And, I mean, I'm not throwing off on the kid, but, you know, Ty Simpson went 7-5 last year and got knocked out the second round of the playoffs, and they got a COVID bye in the first game. So they were one and done.
One thing Ty Simpson's going to have to learn, Alabama is going to process quarterbacks every year. They're probably better than him. He don't understand that. He's stupid.
It's not over yet, Phil. Not until he signs on that dotted line.
Well, that's true, but we can't be wasting our time going in the back door on something when you got something you can go in the front door and get somebody else.
Well, you know.
Bring me the horn, kid.
Exactly.
That's who I want.
We do have a crystal ball prediction for him.
From who?
For Horn?
Yeah, for Horn.
Wow.
24/7 Sports. Rusty Mansell is the one.
I've always said Rusty Mansell. Like, that guy knows what he's talking about, Phil.
Hmm. Well, I guess tomorrow after Buck Pearl beats us, I'll be heading down to Catholic High School to watch Catholic against Macaulay, the state tournament. The beautiful rematch. This will be the game three of the series and the most important game. Last night, Macaulay beat Ron Slay's Innsworth team. Innsworth's got a young man, Hope Tennessee's recruiting, named Diaz. He's about 6'10". He plays like Ron Slay. I hope Tennessee's recruiting him.
Is Slay,
plays like Ron Slay.
Is Slay coaching that
team? Yeah, he's assistant coach at Innsworth.
Cool.
Plus, he's doing that radio gig in Nashville also on that, isn't he?
I don't know what he has going media-wise. He needs to be on Fan Run.
Yeah, he does something with I think him and Ramon have a show.
Y'all need to get him on. It'd be kind of cool, you know, and ask him about Diaz.
We'll do that. We'll hook up with Ron Slay. Good stuff, Phil. Thanks, man.
All
have
right,
a great
guys,
weekend.
See you.
All right, stay with us. The Drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up on Fan Run Radio. Oh, man, you look for something to get into tonight. It's a rainy night. Maybe you just want to stay at home and chill. Be a great opportunity to do a little same-game parlay action over at FanDuel. Basketball is on tonight. Let's see if we could put together a same-game parlay, Bear. You tell me which one of these NBA games you like tonight. You just tell me. Clippers-Grizzlies, Hawks-Thunder, Pacers-Celtics. Your Lakers and the Blazers. You want to see what we got here?
Yeah, Lakers and Blazers.
All right. Lakers are -5 to win, -215 on the money line. So you can bet one of those. You can go the over/under 221.5. What do you think, Bear? Blazers and you got Dame and McCollum going against the AD-less Lakers tonight.
Yeah, it's a tough one without AD.
I might go with the under. I might go on the under right there.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Who you got to score the first point? Of course, LeBron is tops, +360. Dame plus 500. Cantor plus 650. something called Gary Trent Jr. at plus 850. Yeah, I don't know what that is or who that is, but you can bet on it over at FanDuel. You can bet the win margin, the line total. So you got a couple of options there. Go play around, man. Watch yourself some NBA. Put a little action on it to make it a little more interesting. The old same game parlay bet over at FanDuel. You sign up right now using our promo code. New users will get, and existing users, by the way, $25 back each day if your parlay falls just one leg short. So you don't even have to be supremely confident. They give you some wiggle room there. It's same game parlay insurance. And they do that every day. You check them out. Download their free app to try a same game parlay. Use our promo code DRIVE1 at sign up. That is promo code DRIVE1. You must be 21 or older. Present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Who's next? Adam?
TJ, the Kentucky fan.
TJ, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? McCauley in the state championship game tomorrow, huh?
It's not the championship, Bear. What did he say, semifinals?
See, Elite Eight.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to Saudi Daisy High School down there in Chattanooga, but that was moons ago. But, yeah, man, just doing some packing. I joined the show late. We're moving, so just boxing up a bunch of crap. But have y'all heard about the NCAA tournament? If a team gets COVID, how they're going to handle it? Have you heard about that or talked about it?
No.
They're just out. They forfeit, right?
Not the first round. We could have a Gonzaga or a Michigan versus Duke or Michigan State first-round matchup. They said with the teams, if a team drops out in the first round with the 16 seeds, they are going to put in the last four out. So if Duke or Kentucky or Michigan State is one of the last four out, and a 16 seed has to forfeit, well, you could have a Kentucky-Gonzaga, Kentucky-Michigan, Duke-Michigan for a first-round matchup.
But it's only for a 16 seed?
Yes, only for a 16 seed.
I'm fine with that. I mean, it seems like the likelihood of that happening is very low, but you might as well. I mean, let's play the games, right? It would be a shame to cancel an entire game just because a 16 seed had a COVID outbreak.
Dude, I would be all for, like, if Kansas didn't get in, I'd be all for, like, a Kansas-Gonzaga in the first round, man. I would – that'd be legit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is Kentucky in that conversation? They're not going to be in the first four out, are they?
Oh, no, man.
But
I'm
Duke might.
You know,
are
I'm
you
a,
sure
I,
about
I
this,
know.
TJ? Because I'm getting some information from another employee at the station that says this isn't what you're saying isn't true or isn't right.
I heard about it this morning on Kentucky Sports Radio. So,
wow, Kentucky Sports Radio.
I know you guys have beef or whatever, but anyways, but I'm a realist. You know, I'm a realistic Kentucky fan. I'm not one who drinks the blue Kool-Aid. Right now, our only way in is to win the SEC championship. That's it.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't making it in, bro.
Oh, I don't think we will either.
What seed are you right now in the SEC tournament?
Ugh, I think like sixth or seventh. We would have to play, I think, Georgia on Thursday.
I think Tennessee and Kentucky are both going to be playing on Thursday. Unfortunately, who would have predicted that coming into the season?
Wild season, right?
Yep. Where are you moving to, TJ?
Oh, we're just moving down the road. I'm still here at Fort Bragg. We're just upgrading houses.
Ah, so. Congratulations.
Eight more years to retirement. Let's get it,
wow.
Baby.
Wow. That's nice, man. Well done. Thanks for the phone call. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
All right, let's read through this. This is from ESPN. NCAA yesterday announcing policies for how it'll handle potential coronavirus-related withdrawals from the tournament, saying it will not allow replacement teams after the tournament begins. There'll be no reseedings or bracket changes once the bracket is released on Selection Sunday. Replacement teams will only be introduced within 48 hours of the field's release. Potential at-large teams unable to meet the medical protocols by the first game of the NCAA tournament must notify the selection committee on the Saturday night before the field is announced. Replacement teams will be determined in one of two ways, depending on whether the team withdrawing is a one big conference's automatic qualifier or from a multi-bid league. So one bid leagues are able to designate a replacement team if their automatic qualifier is forced to withdraw. I just don't see this being... I mean, you talk about terrible luck. If you were like ETSU or a team like that and you win your conference tournament and then one guy gets COVID or a manager or something and you have half the team contract traced out of an NCAA right. tournament game, man, that would suck. But I guess their thing is, so say, and I don't even know who – won the Southern Conference this year, but if it's ETSU and they can't go, the league could say whoever was the second place team is the designated replacement team. But they are pretty clear. Once the tournament has begun, which would be the playing games, which are on Thursday this year because the tournament starts on a Friday.
Oh, that's right. I don't know that I like this deal.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure I don't. I don't like the Friday to Monday. I'm a traditionalist. I would much prefer they just why fix what's not broken?
Because
why are they doing this?
To just give a little extra room in case there is a COVID thing. Just give a little extra time so that they can replay games or move teams around. It goes back. I'm pretty sure it goes back to normal starting in the second round. I don't know. I have to go back and check this.
It'll so go confusing. By in the second round. It goes back to Thursday to Sunday.
I think so. I don't know. It's all so confusing.
All right.
At this point, I just want a high, as high a seed as possible for Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, a three would be nice. I think we'd have to beat Auburn, beat Florida, and then probably win a couple of games in the tournament to do that, though, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we need to win these next two for sure.
Yeah, where are we sitting right now? Like solidly on that five line?
I think Palm had us as a four seed.
Huh.
Let me bring up the old bracketology real quick. Brad, hang right there. We're coming to you.
We don't want to be on the five. I want no part of a 5-12.
Jerry Palm. Oh, all right, let's bring in Brad here. The Google machine is not cooperating. Never when you need it. You got to love live radio, Brad. Who am I thinking? Just trying to open mic it here.
Freestyling.
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Hey, good luck with Bear trying to get interviews over there at UT after that Bertelkamp interview.
What the hell's that supposed to mean, Brad?
I'm kind of thinking you was a little out of order against Bertelkamp there, Bear.
Ooh.
Well, I just asked him a simple question.
You were trying to bait him into going off on Barnes.
No, I wasn't. I was just asking his opinion as a noted basketball expert from here in the community if he felt like our personnel was a good match for what we were trying to do offensively.
All I'm saying is I think Jamie's got a better shot at getting an interview than you do.
There is no way in hell they're even going to answer the phone if Jamie calls.
Hey, guys, with this Ty Simpson news, I know you might have touched on it last week, but what kind of impact is that going to have on the other uncommitted recruits in the state? I know they've been talking with Ty Simpson, but what do you think?
I don't think it has a huge impact as far as – I don't think that it puts us out on any other kids that we are in on. But if he had committed, I think that would have been a huge boost for Tennessee. I think that would have made, say, Dallin Hayden or Isaiah Horton or some of the other kids, particularly on the western side, in the mid-state and the western portion of the state, say, oh, maybe Tennessee's not as big a train wreck as all these other schools are telling us they are. Maybe we ought to look over there.
Right.
But I still think that, and particularly it sounds like we're going all in on Sam Horn now. If they can convince him to just go ahead and commit, then maybe that gives us a little bit of boost as well.
Yeah, maybe they start really leaning on that Hayden, to go ahead and maybe try to get a commitment out of him, maybe make him be the Pied Piper and try to get everybody lined up in the state.
Sounds like he's leaning towards Ohio State right now.
We'll be really lucky if we can land Dallin.
Oh, Brad, you're mashing the buttons.
Oh,
your face.
Is that me?
Yeah, your face is on the button. your face all warm, hitting those buttons.
I guess
buttons?
You could say I'm all into the phone call. I guess you could say.
There you go. All right, we're gonna let you go because you keep doing it. Thank you. Have a good weekend. God, come on, Brad. Fat facing the phone on a Friday. What are you doing?
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I just think that, and after seeing what, statements Aaron Hayden, his dad, who's, obviously former Tennessee star, has said, I mean, this is, Dallin is making this decision. Barron basically said he'd be tickled to death if he decided to go to UT, but he's not. I mean, he said it's his son's decision to make. So that being said, I will be a whole lot more upset if Dallin Hayden goes to Ohio State than I was at Ty Simpson going to Alabama.
Would you rather him go to Ohio State or Notre Dame? Doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it would be weird seeing him at Notre Dame just because his dad, played a big role in the miracle at South Bend. That would be kind of strange, but as long as Dallin is, I don't have to see Dallin, ripping UT in a conference game. As long as he stays out of the SEC, it won't be as hard to watch. Tennessee, we have nobody to blame but ourselves that we find ourselves in this mess. So
Lunardi's got Tennessee as a 5 seed playing 12 seed Western Kentucky. Jerry Palm has us as a 4 seed playing 13 seed Furman.
When was that published?
Palm was today.
Because I'm looking at an article here from about 36 hours ago that has Tennessee as a 6 seed.
On what?
This is Saturday Down South, Joe Lunardi. Latest bracketology.
Lunardi?
Yeah, 6 seed region.
He's
4.
For ESPN. Let's see, the Lunardi one I'm looking at, last updated this morning at 7:30 a.m., he's got us as a 5 seed playing Western. I wouldn't think we're a 6 seed. That's way too low for us right now. Well, not way too low, but it's too low. I think 5 seed is probably about right. But if we win tomorrow and we win against Florida at home, I think that you're no lower than a 5 seed and probably teetering between a 4 and 5 seed depending on what you do in the SEC tournament. I think if we go down there and win, and I don't know, I have to pull up the standings here to see what we have to do to get a 4 seed, if that's even possible in the SEC tournament. But assuming we play on Thursday, you have to win that game, obviously. And then if you went on Friday, I think you've got a pretty good case for a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. If we win these next two and then win 2 in the SEC tournament and lose on Saturday, I think we would be in pretty good shape at that point.
Yeah, we should be. Just depends on how we look. I don't know.
It depends on the draw too, and who you're going to be playing. If we have to play Alabama on Friday, A, that probably doesn't go well for us. B, if it doesn't go well for us, it doesn't hurt you as much. C, if it goes well for you and you win, it's the best win of the season on your resume. And then I think you're probably solidified as a four seed, unless you just run into somebody terrible. If Vanderbilt goes on a run and you meet them Saturday and they beat you, then maybe that knocks you down. But again, now we're out in left field with the crazy scenarios. That's probably not going to happen. So still a chance. I mean, you go into – if I told you before the season and I didn't tell you anything about how you get there, all I told you was you're going to be a four seed in the NCAA tournament.
Would have taken that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd been all right. It'd been, I was kind of hoping for a two or a three, but that's okay. That's good. Four seed's good.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, we want to stay. I do not have a good feeling if we go in as a five seed. I mean, do you? I'm terrified we'll be a one and done if we go in as a five seed.
I mean, in Lunardi's scenario, so say we beat Western Kentucky.
They have some sneaky good talent on that team, though.
Sure. Sure. Any mid-major like that that makes the tournament is going to bring it. And the way we've been playing, anything's possible. But let's just say, for argument's purpose, we win. Then you're playing the winner of Texas Colgate. Again, a difficult game to be sure, but you're not playing Gonzaga or Baylor. It's winnable. You can make the Sweet 16 like that. In this scenario, we'd be playing Michigan in the Sweet 16. And here's the thing about that potential matchup. Anybody other than Baylor and Gonzaga, I don't see us getting blown out. I don't see Michigan blowing us out. I could be totally wrong here. They might wipe the floor with us. But I wouldn't predict us to win, but I wouldn't predict us to be blown out either. Does that make any sense? We'd be able to guard them enough to stay in it.
Michigan?
Yeah.
That'd be rough, man. That'd be a rough matchup for us. Did you watch that game with Ohio State last week?
No, I watched them. I watched them just destroy Wisconsin earlier in this season. They're good, no doubt about it. Here's the thing.
I mean, they're Michigan, one of the best teams in the country.
Playing Michigan in the NCAA tournament anymore is like playing Penn State in a bowl game. And for you young kids who don't get that reference, how many times they blowed us out in bowl game? They blowed us out twice. The Fiesta Bowl and the Citrus Bowl in the early 90s. Andy Kelly's last game, they just – remember that, Bear? We were cruising, winning the Fiesta Bowl against Penn State, and then all of a sudden they scored – I think five or six touchdowns in like 10 minutes and just blew us away.
Yeah.
And then Heath Shuler's last game in the Citrus Bowl, they spanked us. And then the Arian Foster fumble in the Outback Bowl in 2006, I want to say.
We did beat them here in the first night game at Neyland Stadium.
It was either
the first night game or the first game on turf. One of the two.
No, Georgia in 67 was the first game on turf, I think.
Yeah, it was first night game
was 70 or 71 against Penn State.
Yeah.
That's ancient history, bro. Yeah, playing Michigan in the NCAA tournament, the same as playing a bowl game against Penn State. No confidence.
No, I mean, we got the screw job from the refs, or else Konzo, that team would have made it in the Elite Eight. I still contend that wasn't a charge. I got flopped. But then again, Jarnell probably should have dished it out there to Jordan. So,
quick break. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up. It's time for Hot Take, Cold Take, brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Schedule that.
Let's do it.
Dust removal, the duct cleaning. BlueWaterClimateControl.com. Adam?
Thank you, Russell. First one, Vince Young is the most overrated college quarterback of all time.
Oh, that's a terrible cold take. He's one of the greatest. I mean, that performance in the Rose Bowl was, whether you like the guy or not, I mean, that was one of the greatest individual. He single-handedly ended USC's dynasty.
Okay, but his first two seasons throwing the ball are on par with Jarrett Garantano. I mean, they're terrible.
Well, yeah, if Garantano had come back and led Tennessee to a national championship this year, we wouldn't remember that.
Fair enough.
I mean, do you write these up in a freezer? I mean, you climb inside a chest freezer when you're writing up your takes here? That's ice cold.
Just answer the question. Yeah, all right, cold take.
It's awful.
All right. The Blue Bloods struggling this year in college basketball isn't just a fluke. It is a changing of the guards in terms to the college basketball powers.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's cold as well. I mean, Duke is going to be back. Kentucky's going to be back. Kansas is going to be back. North Carolina is going to be back. Not all of those teams are just going to fade away. Now, you might see some of those, particularly the older coaches, starting to make an exit plan, but those are still Blue Bloods, and people are going to be lining up for crack to coach at those schools. I do wonder, Coach K being in his 70s now, how much he's got left in the tank. Bear?
Yeah, I think it's a cold take. I think that, you know, basically I agree with everything you said.
Of course you do.
It's just a down year.
Okay. We'll try this one. Ty Simpson will end up in the transfer portal.
Oh. I'm going to say that's cold as well. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to go to Alabama. I believe he will go to his school and stay there. But just because he's committed to Alabama today does not mean that he signs there. He could decommit a la Drake May last year.
I'm going to go. I think that may be a hot take. I think because he's going to. I think he is going to end up at Alabama, and I think that it's going to be. He's not going to be able to crack the starting lineup.
From what everybody says, Bryce Young's the real deal. So there's automatically 2 years of him being a backup.
Can I interrupt for just a second and throw a hypothetical at you, Bear? Say Ty Simpson goes there and Bryce Young balls out next year and the scenario you painted comes to pass. He says, I'm not going to be able to beat out Bryce Young. I want to go back to Tennessee. But in the meantime, Caden Salter has flashed enough to where he's pretty established. We're excited about Caden Salter. At that point, do you still want Ty Simpson to come here?
Oh. Yeah, I'd probably take him.
I think you do. As many good quarterbacks as possible. Deal with the problems later.
I got one more for you guys.
Okay.
Jaden Springer will be a better NBA player than Keon Johnson.
Ooh. Now, I did see Sam Vecenie over at The Athletic has Keon number 8 and Jaden number 13 on his big board, which is not a mock draft. It's just the most talented players available. So that is probably the highest I've ever seen Jaden Springer rated. And that's pretty close. That's close enough to where what you're saying could be. I'm still going to say cold just because Keon clearly is the better athlete of the two. I think Jaden is the better player right now, but Keon Johnson, more upside.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Keon, I mean, he's got everything that they're looking for in the NBA. He's just got to fix his problems on offense and his turnover issues.
All right, there you have it. Hot take, cold take, brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Locally owned, veteran owned. We love Blue Water Climate Control. Enjoyed doing their commercials here for the past month or so. It's the beginning of a wonderful relationship because, as I say, just like your friends here at Fan Run Radio, they're locally owned and operated. We love working with the local businesses here at Fan Run. And call today to get that duct cleaning service set up. Spring just around the corner. If you've got allergy, sinus issues, asthma, bronchitis, stuff like that. It can also help alleviating headaches, migraines, eye irritation, excess dust on your furniture. Clean ducts, a good thing to have. Go to bluewaterclimatecontrol.com to schedule your service today. That's bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Wrapping up hour number two of the show. Getting ready for the home stretch on your Friday quitting time. Just around the corner. Stay with us. Adam will be right back with the top 5 at 5, and then we'll go your calls all the way to the end of the show at 6. Stay tuned. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.